From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A mix of protesters at the start of the two-day G20 summit in Toronto today, some peaceful and some not. The violent protesters broke away, smashing windows of a Starbucks, a bank, and setting police cars on fire. Toronto Mayor David Miller is condemning the violence, but says it was a small group of people who did it. At the meeting, members got closer to an agreement on broad principles to cut budget deficits within 3 years and toughen up bank capital requirements. The leaders from the world's richest and emerging nations are now at a working dinner. The talks resume tomorrow. The National Weather Service says Tropical Storm Alex doesn't appear to be on track to hit the oil spill, but it is bearing down on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and could move into the Gulf of Mexico by late Sunday. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of coastal Honduras, all of Belize, and the east coast of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as Alex gains strength in the Caribbean. Mexico has shut down the port of Chetmal and called for fishermen not to go out during this storm. Heavy rains are pounding the area. Forecasters currently have Alex on a track to cut across the Yucatan Peninsula this weekend and then move across the Gulf of Mexico towards the Texas coast. The path is slightly to the west of BP's Deepwater Horizon spill, but forecasters warn that it could shift. U.S. Coast Guard officials have said that the containment and cleanup operation from the spill would have to be suspended if a major storm rips through the area. Alex quickly gained strength to a tropical storm and is forecast to be the first cyclone to enter the Gulf this season. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
In Afghanistan, the U.S. military is trying to convince President Hamid Karzai that the war is still on course, despite the change in U.S. commanders this week. NPR's Diana Douglas reports from the scene of this summer's major operations, Kandahar.
The president of Afghanistan was close to General Stanley McChrystal, who ran the war here up until this week. McChrystal was fired for making rude comments about his bosses in Washington to a magazine reporter. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen, came to Afghanistan today to address the president's concerns about the leadership change. He said that General David Petraeus will continue the strategies McChrystal started here, which included training Afghan army and police officers and reducing civilian casualties. It's been a bloody fight in Afghanistan recently. The U.S. and NATO-led coalition has lost 85 service members in June, making it the deadliest month in the 9-year war. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
The United States is out, eliminated from the World Cup by Ghana. Ghana scored 3 minutes into overtime for a 2-1 second-round victory. They're the only African team left in the tournament being played on the African continent for the first time. From Washington, this is NPR News. Iranian state media are reporting that plans to send an aid ship to break the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip have been canceled. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo, Iranian lawmakers are expected to join an aid flotilla in Lebanon instead.
An Iranian vessel had been announced as likely to sail in the near future, bound for Gaza and carrying tons of aid supplies and a number of activists. But an Iranian lawmaker told a state news agency that the plan had been scrapped due to Israeli restrictions. Israeli security officials have said they take the threat of an Iranian effort to break the blockade very seriously, and international officials worried that such an attempt could escalate tensions in the region. Israel drew widespread criticism for its raid on a Turkish aid ship last month that left 9 activists dead. Israel said its military fired in self-defense. More aid flotillas are in the offing, and Iranian activists may join ships expected to travel from Lebanon to Cyprus and then on to the eastern Mediterranean off Gaza. Israel has vowed to stop the ships. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
John Wooden is being hailed as one in a billion, as a coach, a mentor, and a friend. 4,000 attended a public service today for the former UCLA basketball coach, including the so-called boys, who helped him win a record 10 national championships in the 1960s and the 1970s. Speaking at the memorial today, broadcaster Al Michaels. Al Michaels says his spirit will be a part of the Pauley Pavilion forever. The seat where Wooden watched games for years is now retired, and Wooden died June 4th at the age of 99. From Washington, I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.